Again, I really enjoyed your talk. It was very informative. I wanted to make a comment. I don't have a lot of experience with the Babylonian mythology and the comparison between that and the creation story. But I was just wondering, if they could be describing two different scenarios, like the Genesis story describing the actual beginning, the creation of everything, and the Babylonian story referring to maybe the recreation after like a great flood or something like that, so that they would see that as a violent act, and then not having a monotheistic perspective, it might evolve into a myth of gods fighting each other, etc.
They have the flood story too, and they in not in the Enuma Elish, but in the Atrahasis epic, which gives you the creation of humans and of the natural world, and then further along the story, you do get the creation, the flood, and the aftermath of that. The Enuma Elish is really unusual because it stretches back farther in time than the Mesopotamian people were prone to in their myths. And the violence of it is very odd. This is another reason I don't like just calling this the Babylonian creation story, because it's somehow come out of the blue for them. It's probable that it's coming from, they're borrowing it from neighbors to the north. I don't think that it's describing a separate creation, because they do go on to explain, okay, from this part of Tiamat's dead body will make the stars, and from this part will make the moon, and from this part will make the mountains and the rivers, and then from her top general's blood will make humans. And so pretty much all of the natural world that they know of, they're describing as being created from her cast-off dead body. I'm not 100% convinced that Israel knew the story in a written form, but there are enough things going on there that suggest that they heard it, or they heard some of the, quote, scientific notions on which it was based, like the three-part designation of land animals, the sequence of what is created in Genesis 1. But I'm not inclined to think that the Babylonians are not claiming to be describing an initial creation.
I guess I'm thinking that if you had like an Adam and Eve originally that were created in the garden with the supernatural gift, that somehow they might have had a knowledge of the actual God's actual creation of the whole of the cosmos. But then later, as generations pass, that knowledge sort of gets corrupted, and then if you get a flood and a totally new beginning of a new heavens and earth, you might have some confusion in some of the mythology from the ancient civilizations, that they have some remnant of what Adam and Eve knew originally, confused with the violence of whatever took place during the flood, and so their mythology is sort of a conglomeration of the two. Through, as history goes down, things get lost.
Yeah, it's. Israel doesn't seem that interested in creation for a long time, and I think it's in part because their focus is on their God's relationship with them and the need to establish that it's the same God of every other person doesn't come upon them until they're forced into a situation of exile. And so in some of the early texts, you don't even find any reference to creation. The prophets never talk about God who created you. The Psalms only once or twice talk about creation. It seems to be something that Israel didn't reflect on for quite a while.
I'm also though impressed at how close to the scientific historical explanation that we have now Genesis is. Let there be light sounds sort of like the Big Bang. That there's the evolutionists say that there's a burst of animal life that comes at a certain epoch. Mm-hmm. That sounds sort of like a day when you get an explosion in evolution, and then you have all this time where there's no real change. It sounds like the modern scientific explanation is very, very close to what Moses is describing. And then if you were going to describe it without non-modern scientific terms, you do it in the story way that Genesis 1
Yeah, I want to comment on that because I worry about that because in the time of Aquinas, people were able to say, you know, it looks like we can match Genesis very closely to what science is telling us. Had they not done that, and it's not Aquinas himself that does it, but because of an attempt in the early Renaissance to make a concordance between the best science and the text is why you get to Galileo and to all of those problems. Because when the facts didn't hold up to the Aristotelian science, people had hitched their wagon to it theologically. And I know that Father Wiseman's going to talk about this more this afternoon.
On your chart, could you explain what you mean by separation?
The first three, two creative acts, it says explicitly in the text, God separated. He separated the light from the darkness on the first day. In the second day, it says he separates the waters above the firmament and the waters below the firmament. And I don't know what that means, and which is why it's not good, because I can't understand it. I put question marks on the next two because there's the word for separating in Hebrew isn't there, but if you drew it, you'd draw separating. In the third day, the water gets gathered in one place and then there's land. Well, that doesn't use the word separation, but it's separating. And then in the fourth day, again, God doesn't separate, but it says, let the lights, meaning the sun and moon, separate. So to me, it's part of this kind of movement forward. We go from creations that are named and involve separating to those that are not named and don't involve separating. Similarly, we go from creations that sort of don't reproduce themselves, and then we get those that do reproduce themselves. It's part of the sort of forward movement between of the two sets of three.
I have a brief comment that you might want to comment on. And the comment regards the language like the dignity of man or God made man, let us make man, referring to God as his power. And it's that the male language makes me feel a little demeaned.
Yeah, if I said man, it was because I was quoting from either the NRSV or some, you know, I didn't put the little, you know, scare quotes every time. But I agree with you. And so that's why I talk about the human person and humanity and so forth. When you got the man's in there was when you were hearing the New American Bible or a quote from some theologian or something.